Proclamation number 6250, dated the May 5th, 1955. Spiritual turning point. The approach of night. You humans cannot expect a spiritual revival on this earth anymore, for all forces of hell have been let loose which work on my adversary's instructions and truly have immense influence over people, because due to the extent of their own lack of spirituality they don't recognize who is controlling them. A spiritual turning point can no longer take place anymore, yet individual people can still be led onto the right path. Individual people will still accomplish a change in themselves, and for the sake of these individuals everything will still be done before the end arrives. However, it will be strikingly obvious how rapidly humanity slides down, how increasingly deeper it descends into darkness and shuns the light. It will be obvious how brutally the light of truth will be fought against, how much the unbelief comes to the fore, how far away from God people live yet pay homage to my adversary. And therefore there can be no delay anymore, because there is no further prospect that a change will ever take place unless I accomplish this change myself, but in a way which is unwanted by humanity, by putting an end to everything and creating a new beginning. The time span until the end is exceedingly short, yet no one knows the day, and therefore everyone strives half-heartedly. Even my believers don't imagine it to be forthcoming so soon as to diligently work for their souls. But I keep telling you time and again, you will be approaching it shortly. I must reiterate this call over and over. I must incite you to be extremely active. I must also ask my servants to do their work ever more eagerly, because it is important and can still save individual people from ruin when the end arrives, which I announced on and on. Although the events in the world will have to take their natural course, and this also places my own into a certain state of calm, yet time and again I say to you, the end will arrive suddenly, the day will dawn unexpectedly and end differently than usual. It will be followed by an everlasting night, and the light of day will only shine again for the few who are and will remain my own despite the testing hostilities and pursuits by my adversary. Admittedly, you still have to face the time of the battle of faith, yet even this will only last for a short period of time, because it will be extremely fiercely waged, so that the day of my coming to earth will be precipitated by people themselves. Events will very quickly follow each other and yet appear to people as completely natural occurrences which deserve no special merit, hence they will not want to associate these events with the shortly approaching end. For this reason it will also take my own by surprise, for I will come like a thief in the night, because no one will think of it if the announced event still appears to be far away. If only you humans believed that your attention is merely drawn to it so that you can prepare yourselves. Your remorse will be painful, for all of you still do far too little for the salvation of your soul. Earthly life was not given to you as an end in itself, and every day could be utilized such that you could attain an incredible abundance of light which will provide you with incomparable beatitude in the spiritual kingdom, and one day you will realize this and sorrowfully remember the insufficiently used time on earth. But at the time of the end no one believes or understands it. The prevailing low spiritual level can almost not be thought worse anymore, for you humans are unable to see that which is open before my eyes. You humans must believe what cannot be proven to you, and this also includes the termination of this earthly period, which is of great spiritual significance. You must, if you don't want to believe or think yourselves unable to believe, make an effort to live a life of unselfish love, and then you will feel within yourselves that you are approaching a completely different era. and you'll not go astray. For I take pity on all those who don't entirely belong to my adversary and help them to progress further in the kingdom of the beyond, if their earthly life comes to an end before the lost judgment. An extremely dark night is approaching. The day soon comes to an end, but as yet there is still light. You are still able to use the light of the day and ignite a light within yourselves which will never be extinguished again. And then you need not fear the approaching night. But woe to you if you are sluggish, if you believe that the day will never end. Woe to you if you live from day to day without considering your soul. And to those of you who don't fear death because you believe that you will cease to exist. I say that you will experience death with all its terrors and that you will be unable to escape these terrors. Then you will no longer be able to discard your life, for you cannot cease to exist. You will continue to live even in the state of death. You will have to suffer agonies which you cannot get away from. For spiritual death is far worse than the death of the body, which can also be your admission into a blissful life. Listen to my call from above. Let yourselves be warned and admonished. Don't be indifferent and let these words pass your ears unheeded, but vividly imagine the hardship which will await you if you don't give credence to my words. You will constantly be able to observe the signs of the end, yet everything will happen so naturally that you certainly could believe but don't have to. Nevertheless, your beatitude depends on your belief, for only the believer will prepare himself. He will remember me and stay in contact with me, even when the work of disintegration has begun. The time has run out, and in keeping with divine order, what has been determined in my eternal plan of salvation will come to pass. The earth will be transformed and with it all living creations, so that all spiritual substances will be engendered into those forms again in which they belong according to their degree of maturity. The divine order will be restored again, because there is no other way to guarantee the spirit's higher development, yet the goal of my love is only ever this higher development which intends to bring you, my living creations, closer to me again. Amen.